You know, 2022 was a record year, an all-time high for state-to-state moving in the United States. And whether that was because people found better employment opportunities or convenience or housing prices, neighborly communities, whatever it was, Americans were crossing state lines in search of a better place to live at an impressive number. 8.2 million Americans relocated to another state in that high year of 2022, and about 34% of those moving were millennials. The largest moving generation in the U.S. That translates to almost 3 million people in the age range of 24 to 39 seeking a new residence in a new state. And as Jamie just mentioned, Arizona ranks seventh on that Storage Cafe list for the most popular state for millennials on the move. Valley economist Jim Rounds says it's obvious to him why.
Because we're a place where people can come and they can achieve what they would like to achieve. They have great opportunities here. And that was by design. That was because of good public policy over the last more than decade.
A lot of this is because of our job growth with more and more high-paying, high-tech jobs. Intel, Taiwan Semiconductor, for example, even with our high-income prices, we're still more affordable in California. And that's another allure for millennials. We're a lot more affordable than a lot of other places, even though it doesn't seem like we're affordable anymore. Right. So that's why a lot of folks are moving here. That's why a lot of people are moving here. And you know what? It's one of the things I've always touted to my friends around the country. You know, I grew up in Arizona like Jamie did. Uh-huh. You know, there's not the old money that you find like in a lot of East Coast cities and a lot of southern cities, a lot of long established cities. There doesn't seem to be quite the amount of old money, like, you know, a few people controlling, you know, businesses and whatnot. Arizona's still, in some ways, kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to that.
So we're a new frontier.
Yeah, you can write your own story here. That's why you want to come to Arizona. Of course, we don't want to be too encouraging of all that.
And none of us talk like that, really.
That's true. That's true. Although, you know, my sister married into a multi-generational Southern Arizona family, and they got a little bit of that tinge going on. I got to be honest. Yeah. but millennials are far from ruling the roost in the Valley, because I was just reading that more than a third of millionaire households in Metro Phoenix are Gen X. Yeah. You know, earning $1 million sounds like a pretty big deal, right? And the most recent analysis done by Ipsos data showed that millionaire owner households jumped 446% in the U.S.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is.
But what's $1 million today?
Right.
I mean, that's 100,000 20 years ago, right?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know if it's quite that different, that big of a difference. But you know what? Especially over the last few years with the inflation rate that we saw a couple of years in a row, you know, double digit inflation. It was crazy. It's easy to see why $1 million doesn't buy what $1 million used to buy.
Well, think about it. Yeah. Even 20 years ago, could you imagine a fast food worker making over $20 an hour?
Hmm. Exactly. No, very, very true. And not that you're going to become a millionaire at $20 an hour, but it gets you closer.
It just gives you some perspective.
So the number of U.S. millionaire-owned households quadrupled in just 5 years. And in what is known as, officially as the Phoenix Mesa Chandler Metro, that's the Valley. That's everything from, you know, essentially north of Florence to up to Wickenburg. And then, you know, you know what I'm saying. Gen X is now leading the way in that millionaire club. It used to be dominated by baby boomers. The average millionaire homeowner in the metro often holds roles like a physician, a CEO, a legislator, or a manager, and they own a $1.7 million 10-room, 5-bedroom house and have 3 cars. That's the life I want to live. No, I'm happy. I'm actually happy with where I am right now in life. And you know, getting to that point makes for a much happier person, in my opinion. So I'm okay with not being a millionaire. If it happened, it'd be nice. You know, I'm not going to reject it. But yeah, there you go. So yeah, tons of millennials moving here. But Gen X is really the dominant generation in the Valley when it comes to wealth. But I think a lot of those millennials are moving here so that they can become wealthy individuals as well.